Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
And there's some crazy tornadoes rolling through the states, and The Bachelorette was on, and there were tornado warnings popping up, and people were complaining, saying that they should just go back to The Bachelorette and stop it with the tornado coverage, and some meteorologists just went crazy.
We have viewers complaining already. Just go back to the show. No, we're not going back to the show, folks. This is a dangerous situation, okay? It's nice, right? Think about this. This was your neighborhood. I'm sick and tired of people complaining about this. Our job here is to keep people safe, and that is what we're going to do. Some of you complain that this is all about my ego. Stop. Okay, just stop right now. It's not. I'm done with you people. I really am.
I agree with him. The Bachelorette itself is a tornado.
Yeah, no doubt. Yesterday I was, I'm not going to lie, I might have complained about the heat.
Why?
For about 5 seconds.
Why?
I don't even know why. I actually caught myself. When I did it, I went, no. What am I doing? Because I think by that point, it got up to like over 30 yesterday.
I'm not going
to
lie.
I was in a mall parking lot, and I was like, oof, this is the worst place to be in the heat.
I'm not going
to
lie to you. I love the heat.
Yeah.
But I'm liking it a little. The older I get, I'm liking it a little less.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll never be like my parents. We took them a couple summers ago out to Catapua, like with my brother and stuff.
Yeah.
And we were at the beach. And my parents were sitting in the car because the air conditioner on for like 3 hours. I'll never do that.
We need to experience nature more.
I'll never do that.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
You need something to calm you down right now, and music is really good at doing that.
I asked a bunch of people what their stress-free song was. Mm. Music you listen to chill by, and It's a Beautiful Day from U2 made the top 10 list.
Okay.
How about this one? Hello from Adele. Hello.
Oh, no. The only hello to chill to is...
Hello.
Yeah. It's got to be Pink Floyd, man.
That's a good one. This is kind of timely with his movie coming out. Elton John, Your Song, made the list.
Yeah, okay.
This is one I can get on board with, even though I don't like them. Let It Be by the Beatles.
Sure.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And the top song, according to most people who were asked, What a Wonderful Life, Louis Armstrong.
Okay.
Or Wonderful World. Sorry.
Wonderful
what
World.
What a Wonderful World.
Been too much.
Ballsy was telling me this is his chill song.
Yeah. Little Nazareth. Oh, yeah.
So whenever you hear this, it just automatically levels you out.
I like it. Yeah, it's calming. Yeah, I feel like I'm sitting on a. I don't know. I just feel like I'm sitting on a deck, or in my backyard when I had one and had the sprinklers going, sitting in my lawn chair.
Is that what you do? Is you would sit there and
staycation
with the sprinklers on
a day like today?
Would you gently sob?
Not sob. I'd have my little water. I'd have my book. I'd be just out of the range where it couldn't douse me totally. Would cover my feet, the sprinklers.
What?
Now I'd be crying.
Oh my God.
I'd be crying now.
Love.
Yeah. Way better than your chill song.
No way. My
way
chill
better.
Song? Oh, I go with the Stones, baby. I love Tumbling Dice. That's my chill song. Every time I hear this, I just go, oh yeah. Because again, it reminds me of like summer relaxing, just kind of chilling out, laying back. It's not sappy. It's not sad. It's just kind of, hey, I'm just tumbling dice. You know what I mean?
Got a new heart valve. Dancing around.
Are you telling me you don't like this song?
Tripping over Keith.
Okay,
he's
all right.
Passed out again.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Are you going to say it or am I?
What?
Down the Toronto Raptors running down the dream tonight. Shut up, Chad.
Well, people are excited about it, man.
No, I know they are, and they should be.
People are excited. You got to
get it. I just laugh at the people who are excited about it, who weren't excited about it, a week ago.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's okay,
eh?
Though. It takes bandwagons to make franchises successful, and maybe this will mean long-term success for the Raptors in Canada.
Do you think it will?
No, people will forget about it by the time the series is, especially if they lose.
Did we see an uptick in baseball in Canada when the Jays went
sure.
to the... We did for a long time.
In the 90s,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so, didn't we?
I don't know.
You were more aware of
baseball.
That time.
Yeah, people paid more attention to it.
Oh, Jesus.
People paid more attention to it. But anyway, so no surprise here. The Warriors are expected to win. Toronto's
right.
got approximately, according to Vegas, 29.9% chance of winning.
Oh, that's it, huh?
Most valuable player, they're saying. Steph Curry has a 5-7 odds to be it. Kawhi Leonard, 5-2. So those are the top two. Will any player record a 50-point game? Do you think so?
How often does that happen?
I don't know.
I don't know enough about basketball to know if that'll happen.
4-1 odds that that's going to happen.
This is why I'm not going to bet.
When will the series finish? Like, will it finish four game sweep?
I don't know. Well, hockey doesn't finish till the end of July,
not
right?
When it finishes, will it be a four game sweep? 5, 6, 7.
I'm gonna say it'll be done in five.
Golden State. In five. That's what I say too.
Yeah.
The only thing is Golden State's hurt, and Toronto's got really good defense.
Golden State in nine. Is that how many they play in basketball?
No, they play... No, the last 9 minutes seems like it's 25
oh, that's
years.
It yeah.
The last... Basketball and curling are very much alike. You only have to watch the last two ends of curling,
yeah.
and you only really have to watch the last now, 2 minutes of basketball.
This is a very serious question.
It's true.
No, this is a serious question. How many... Like, are there quarters in basketball?
Yeah, quarters.
So there's four?
Four quarters. Four 12-minute quarters.
But didn't they used to call them quarters and there were only three?
No. It was all four. Period, sometimes guys call them.
So,
four
but
periods.
College basketball is three?
No. College is two halves. Two 20-minute halves.
So how long is a quarter in basketball?
12 minutes. 48 minutes of basketball at the NBA, 40 minutes
Why
of college.
Why 12 minutes?
I don't know.
Why not 15 minutes or 10 minutes?
I don't
minutes?
Know. The one thing I've never figured out about basketball, if you don't know basketball, and a lot of Saskatchewan doesn't know basketball, yeah. it's a very hard game to follow. The one thing that I always have to laugh at, we talk about how great these athletes are, and they are great athletes.
They're amazing.
No, they are. But last time I checked, basketball was dribble, 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 pick up the ball, take two steps, that's it. Otherwise, it's a travel.
Yeah,
now it's dribble, dribble, pick up.
Run halfway down the court with the ball in your
hand. Yeah, I don't get it. And the other thing is timeouts. I don't get time. Like, how many timeouts does a side get? It's
and,
like they got...
And player substitutes and... I don't get any of it. Like,
I just want to watch Drake the whole time.
Me too. You and I have that in common. Oh, I can't wait to see how he plays tonight.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
How we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you? Could be another hot day out there today. We do need rain, though. Gosh, we need rain.
Yep. 104.9 The Wolf. Take us with you with the Wolf app. You can enjoy us wherever you are. If you're on the beach in the heat, whatever you're doing.
We're heading to the heading down the backstretch for students as the school year is about to wrap up. I know a lot of, well, the university's pretty well done. High school students. They're into their finals coming up here in June. Mm-hmm. So I got a question for you. They asked a bunch of North Americans this. Is it okay to reward your kids with money, basically pay them for good grades? Over half said yes, it is. And I agree with that. If you do well in certain businesses, certain companies, you reach bonuses, you do well, you get enough customers, you make your budget, you get a bonus. Or whatever, you know, in certain businesses. So I agree. I think, you know what, startup,
right.
you get a 95, I'm going to get you this. Or
but
I'm going to buy a paper.
Don't you want to teach them that achievement and excelling is expected? You know what I mean? Like that should be expected. Your reward is the fact that you're going to further your education and be better at what you do?
I used to think that way, but then I live by, there's certain phrases that are out there for a reason. Hard work pays off. Hard work pays off.
Well, yeah, but you're going to get you're going to see it pay off because you're going to get a better career.
But in anything in our life, if you're an NHL player and you have a good season, you get a contract, you get a raise, you do well at work and you continue to perform, you should get a raise. And that is your payoff. Yeah, you don't pat on the back's nice. Hey, you know what? I'll buy you Slurpees nice. And I'm not saying you need to give them $1,000, but you know what, kid? You worked your ass off. You kept the 90 average. I'm going to give you $100. Here, have $100. I don't mind that. I don't mind that at all.
Dare I say, Aren't you already paying their bills?
Yeah, they're your kids. I get
it. I mean, you get a bonus of work for doing well. But that just means, hey, guess what? This month it's easier to pay your bills.
I don't necessarily give my kids money, but because I do
pay... What do you give them?
Like, I'll go buy him shoes. Well, I give my son money because he drives a car now and he doesn't have a job, so I do give him money. But I actually, you know, hey, Mar, you want a shirt from, 22 Fresh? Hey, Lululemon. Ethan, do you want some runners because you did a great job? Yeah. That type of stuff. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Why don't you buy me anything?
Well, when you start pulling your weight.
Okay. Fair enough.
I buy you coffee. You buy me coffee. We treat each other.
I know. I'm kidding.
But I don't know. I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. Like, it's, hey, you're going to school. I'm paying your bills. That's the least you could do.
I get both sides of it. Listen, I understand, you know, greasing the wheels a little bit. Yeah. You know, I get that. But I also feel like kids sometimes... They get everything already.
Today's day and age, though, I think it sets them up. I think today's day and age, we need to see more of that. And I'm not even thinking raises. But what's the matter with the boss saying, great job, here's a coffee for you, here's a $5 Tim Hortons gift card. Just something little to say, hey, because the next time he asks you or she asks you to stay 5 minutes late to do something, you'll remember, hey, that guy, he treated me nice that one time. I'm going to do it for him.
Right.
It doesn't take much to be to get somebody over the hump to achieve. It doesn't take much.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Final season is here, so a lot of people are paying their kids for good grades. Yeah. Hey, you give them a little reward for it. Janine, what's up?
Okay, so first of all, this is for Ballsy. So your kid has a car, and you give him money for gas because he doesn't have a job.
Yep.
Well, I guess I just, you know, my own kid, it's like, well, if you have expenses, you need to get a job to pay for those.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm not disagreeing with you. And he'll get a summer job, but during school, when I'm trying to get him to have good grades because he wants to get into a good college, then I'm going to cover his bills.
Fair enough. And then I guess, the other comment I had about kind of rewarding kids for good grades, I think it's a good idea. I mean, I think it's like, okay, if you went to school and, you know, got a 60, it's like, I don't think I'd reward that. But I think going above and beyond is kind of worthy of rewarding.
So what you're saying, you're just going out of your way not to reward mediocrity. There should be some excelling going on.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, a lot of the kids, and I guess a lot of people in general, a lot of people don't have internal motivation. So getting a really good average might not be enough motivation for them to actually do it.
But excellence is different for everybody. So if you have a kid that's kind of struggles in school and has 60s and he gets a 65 or a 70 and is grinding and you could see he's grinding, then that's a pretty good average. It doesn't necessarily have to be a 90, right?
Oh, I absolutely agree. It's like it's excelling on you know, each individual timeline.
Yeah.
Or, I guess, you know, abilities. Like, you know, if you see he's working his ass off and he gets, you know, a really decent grade, or he picks up his average from one semester to another, I think that should be rewarded because he did work harder in order to do that, even though it's only 60.
I agree. I was a dumb kid growing up. So. I'm still a dumb kid.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Miraculous recovery for a 1,000, Alex.
See what I did there? That's good, man. Pancreatic cancer. We know that takes a lot of people quickly. Like Patrick Swayze didn't last that long.
Yeah, but Trebek's going to do it. And listen, this guy, he was diagnosed.
He'll do it smugly, too.
Yeah, he should. Trebek was diagnosed just a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And he's 78, and they
say... That's how old he is?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they say that he's near remission. That's what they said. The words were near remission. That's what I heard.
Yeah, I've never had cancer. We have lots of friends and acquaintances that have had cancer and family, obviously.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't know what that's like and hopefully never have to know what it's like, but I don't know if you ever think you're in remission. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're always thinking that it's right around the corner.
I could only imagine how that would be afterward. But they say that only 3% of patients with stage 4 pancreatic cancer are alive 5 years after being diagnosed. Yeah. So Trebek could be doing. He still has lots of treatments, several more rounds, but that's to be expected.
Where does he rank among game show hosts for you?
Oh, numero uno.
You think so? I put Bob Barker number one.
Oh, yeah.
I go Bob number one. For me, it'd be Bob number one. I'm right there with Pat Sajak and him, too. I like Pat Sajak.
No way. Pat Sajak's not even in the running. Not even there. Get out of here, surfer dude. or
Pat.
Whatever. I don't know.
Pat.
He seems like a... I don't know. I like Trebek automatically wins me over a little bit because he's a Canadian.
Drew Carey.
No,
is,
don't even say that name.
No. I'm not ranking him near there, but Drew Carey's actually better than I thought he'd be. He's better than I thought he'd be.
No, he's not. Drew Carey is no.
How about Wayne Brady? Let's make a deal.
No. Wayne Brady annoys me.
You got to go with Monty Hall, the original from Winnipeg. Let's make a deal. You wouldn't know him, but Monty Hall was the original Let's Make a Deal guy.
Tell me more about the olden days.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I'm from a small town. I'm from a town of about 1,500 people, and it's pretty rural. It's about an hour and a half north of here, an hour from Saskatoon. So you can't get emergency crews to it very quickly.
No.
And that's what's the beautiful thing about Stars. I remember as soon as Stars started in our province, everybody back home was pretty happy about that. Pretty excited to have him on board.
Yeah, when you see the helicopter flying by, I often find myself stopped with my spiritual background, say a prayer, because you know something's going on there. They're either going to something or they're coming back from something to save somebody. We're here with Mark Oden. We're talking the Stars lottery. Now, give us some of the facts. Like, how often is this service used?
8 times per day across Western Canada, Stars goes on a mission.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So last year, that was 812 times across Saskatchewan.
Right. Well, and that's for everything from, of course, car accidents, which we have way too many of in this place. I even think of, horribly, the Humboldt Broncos bus tragedy. Stars was heavily involved in
that. That would have been one that really hit home. Do you know anybody personally that's used this? Because I look at these lotteries as an investment. You might not need them, but somebody you know needs it.
Absolutely. You don't have to go very far in the province. I'm from a small town, from the farm, and our community has used this service many times.
One thing I like about this lottery, it's pretty affordable. Like, you can get a ticket for $60.
Yeah, absolutely. $60 each. And then we've got the bigger packages all the way up to 12 tickets for $375. And the 50-50 is cheap, too.
And the 50-50 is huge, too. So, like many lotteries, you get the ticket, then you get the 50-50 add-on. And with this one, the pot just keeps growing and growing and growing.
Absolutely. And this year, the potential for that pot to grow is the biggest ever. So if it sells out, which it usually does, one lucky winner will take home. Their 50% will be $875,000.
We know one lucky winner.
Yeah, Danny Isman from one of our sister stations won last year. And I'll tell you, he never heard the end of it.
Won the house. So you got another big house to give away again as part of this lottery?
Absolutely. There's two that are drawn, one up by Saskatoon and one beautiful one here in Pilot Butte. They're each worth over $1.5 million, and they come fully furnished and beautiful, beautiful homes. And then we've got a really big early bird prize package this year too.
All right.
And it's called the Ultimate Adventure Package. So it's got a truck, a toy hauler, two Sea-Doos, two Ski-Doos,
nice.
Trailers for those toys as well. Helmets and life jackets and $10,000 cash. Or if that's not your thing or you've already got those things, you can take $225,000 cash. But you got to enter before June 27th.
All right. How do people get those tickets?
They go online to starslotterysaskatchewan.ca or 1-844-STARS-SK.
Thanks for coming in, Mark. Sharp dressed dude, too. I like it.
Thank you.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So we like to do a thing called This or That with Chad and Ballsy. Look at some celebrity birthdays and back in the day stuff. Pose a question to Chad. Here we go. Tom Morello is 55. Rage Against the Machine, Audioslave, and Prophets of Rage guitarist. Mm-hmm. His best work, in your opinion, Rage or Audioslave?
Rage. Yeah. Rage. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Of course. It's the original.
I'll give you that. Okay.
Yeah.
Ted McGinley, 61. He's the handsome but cursed actor who's blamed for the demise of every series he's ever joined. Mm-hmm. Happy Days, The Love Boat, Dynasty, Married with Children. He was the neighbor's husband.
Oh, yeah.
Ted McGinley.
Yeah, I know who you're talking
about. So what's the more iconic show? Married with Children or Happy Days? Like, to you,
For me, Happy Days.
Happy Days? Yeah, me too.
It's iconic. I mean, you know.
He was, I forget what character he was on. He replaced... he didn't replace him, but when Ron Howard left, he kind of came in, and he wasn't Ron Howard's replacement, but he was kind of added to the mix. Mm. Jake the Snake Roberts is 64 today, WWE Hall
of Famer.
Good
for him for making it this long.
Now, here we go. Yeah, no kidding with everything he's been through.
Yeah.
Jake Snake or Honky's Guitar or Mick Foley's Sock, better sidekick.
I like Mick Foley's Sock.
El Socko?
Yeah, I always thought that was great.
I found the snake is real, so it was creepy, but I like the honky-tonk's guitar.
But in the 80s, everybody had a snake. you know? Alice Cooper.
That's true.
Everybody has snakes.
That's true. And 51 years ago, on this day in 1968, the Beatles began recording the White Album, uh-huh. Biggest Hits Back in the USSR.
Right.
While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Beauty.
Birthday and Helter Skelter.
Yeah.
Which is your fave song out of those?
Oh, While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
That is?
Yeah.
From the Beatles?
Yeah, George Harrison, yeah. Beatles.
Okay.
Sure.
Who else did that song?
Clapton did it.
Clapton did it. I thought Clapton did it.
And Jeff Healy did it.
Jeff Healy's the one I remember, yeah.
It was redone a few times.
Yeah. So that's your favorite. Yeah. Great album, but...
You're just not a Beatles guy. You're not sold on
them. If I had to pick out of those, I'd say Back in the USSR.
That's a good one. Listen, you can't go wrong with any of those songs.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.